County Supervisor Pat Jerzyk says many topics stir passion among county residents and bring them to the full board's public hearing each year, topics including parks and transit. Jerzyk believes constituents will voice their approval tonight of a couple actions by the board's finance committee. It's been making changes to County Executive Chris Abley's spending plan, including adding a bus route to span the length of the county.
The board did address one express route going north and south, the 80X, which reaches all the way to Mequon now and goes all the way to Oak Creek through my district.
Jerzyk says the Finance Committee also added $20,000 for seasonal park ranger positions. While residents might be pleased with those additions, they could raise questions about other portions of the budget. For instance, the new arena for the Milwaukee Bucks. Supervisor Jim Luigi Schmidt expects it to be a hot topic of discussion. He says many people are upset the county executive did not seek public input before committing $4 million a year for 20 years to the project.
He negotiated the Bucks deal unilaterally, and I think there's some questions there about what was the short-term or long-term gain for Milwaukee County taxpayers.
Schmidt also expects residents to voice concerns about public safety at tonight's hearing.
I'm sure there'll be a lot of advocates for public safety Monday night, because that's always an issue. That's always a main issue.
County Board Chairman Theo Lipscomb says supervisors are in a difficult position on public safety because the county executive's budget created an $8 million deficit for the sheriff's department.
There was really a hole inside the sheriff's budget in the county executive's proposal that people had noted was really just unrealistic. The Public Policy Forum, as well as the comptroller's audit or comptroller's research staff, had both written reports that had noted that the numbers were really questionable, whether anyone could achieve the type of savings that the sheriff was expected to produce under the proposed budget.
Lipscomb says the board's finance committee plugged half of the hole in the sheriff's budget by increasing the tax levy. He says under the panel's plan, the sheriff would have to make cuts in order to cover the remaining $4 million. Lipscomb says he expects tonight's hearing to be lengthy and lively, as people with a variety of interests voice their opinions. Members of the finance committee may incorporate some of what they hear into their version of the budget when they approve it Wednesday. The full board is expected to vote on the spending plan in 1 week. Then it will head back to the county executive's desk. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.